Good afternoon, everybody. All right. Well, for my, oh man, for my, I've just been doing, okay, so the plan is to just, it's enjoyable for me to read about certain psychedelic drugs on Arrowhead, and yeah, I've only got a few days before I got to get myself off of, to get myself off probation, so I'm going back to Southern California to go do my time in, in jail, in the county jail. For the next couple of days, I will be doing podcasts about different psychedelic drugs. Today, we are doing DPT, which is N,N-dipropyltryptamine. DPT is a relatively uncommon psychedelic tryptamine with effects somewhat similar to those of N,N-dimethyltryptamine, N,N-DMT. It is best known for having been used as a sacrament by the Temple of the True Inner Light. Okay. It doesn't have the effects list or whatever, so we're just going to dive right into dive right into the experiences, and I'm just going to read them. So, we got experiences, one-man shamanic initiation, psycho-real through the eye of the needle, turning back the second seconds, female orgasms, or for the purpose of bio-assessment. Let's try for the purpose of bio-assessment and see what it looks like. Okay, oh sweet, this person's doing it IV too, that's badass. Okay. Doesn't say how much, body weight 150 pounds, it's about how much I weigh, so here we go. A thorough assay, a bioassay of DPT. Due to the lack of data on this chemical, the entry on DPT in the T-call was invaluable. I use Shulgin's recommendations for assaying new materials, as it is consistent and recognizable. I have also used the Shulgin rating scale from P-call. It's the plus, whatever, plus, up to whatever, 4. I think 4 plus is like the ultimate, whatever, mind fuck body dislocation thing. So, okay. There was obtained 1 gram of NN, dipropyltryptamine, hydrochloride, for the purpose of bioassessment. For context, I am a trans woman in her early 20s, currently in school to enter research pharmacology. I've used more than 20 unique psychedelics and tripped about 100 times. Needless to say, I'm an experienced traveler. For general allergy and taste, 5 milligrams was placed under the tongue, taste very bitter and irritating, almost unbearably so, no effects. With 50 milligrams orally, no effects. I think all of the DMT you can't take orally and have any effects. It has to be either smoked, snorted, or injected because the stomach breaks down. Yeah, stomach acids break down before it allows it to get into the blood-brain barrier. Okay, with 100 milligrams orally, a suggestion of some activity at about 30 minutes that did not develop further. While not inactive, there seems nothing of value at this level. Baseline at less than 90 minutes plus. Okay, let's see. Maybe if you just take a shit ton of it, ultimately gets into the blood-brain barrier. Taking it orally. With 200 milligrams orally, a clear alert at 10 minutes, I became aware of an inaudible but deeply felt hum. The sound was grounding and familiar. At 20 minutes, the closed-eye visuals were geometric and inorganic. Sharp night vision, green kaleidoscopic fractal patterning, like a hologram. At 1 hour, the deep humming became more defined, a vibrato pulsing that encouraged me to lie down. Shadow suggesting human shapes flickered on the wall in impossible colors projected by an absent fire. The wall beside me became sand-like in color and texture. Geometric visuals seemed to all but disappear. For my attention was suddenly captured by a hallucination of what I can best describe as an ancient Egyptian relief. A person wearing a headdress, a wolf or a dog, symbols were revealed, an Ankh, A-N-K-H, Ankh, clearly visible among other symbols. Some appeared to be hieroglyphics, others unlike any I had ever seen. I looked to the eyes of the person in the wall, felt the words "not yet" communicated to me. Before the hallucination wore away, at 90 minutes there was a sharp drop. There were only light residual effects until baseline was reached at approximately 3 hours. I cannot call this a pleasant experience, but oh my, it was interesting. I would choose to explore the oral route at a higher dose, but I do not have enough material to do so. A +3 experience. Okay, with 20 milligrams snorted, painful after a few seconds of contact with the mucous membranes, moderate burning, sensation in the back of my throat, and sinus as it drips. Feel first alert. After about 2 minutes, a subtle shifting in consciousness developed over 20 minutes, an indescribable on that accompanies most psychedelics. There is a thickness of the air, but otherwise no visual activity. After about 30 minutes, the effects drop off quickly to baseline at 1 hour, a +1 experience. With 40 milligrams snorted, first alert, first alert was less than a minute. 5 minutes, mild visual distortions, things seemed to be moving. For about 45 minutes, I lay in bed listening to Aphex Twin, as rapid geometry pattern with euphoric synergism to the music. At about 1 hour, effects drop off rapidly, baseline by 90 minutes. This is a pleasant level, but not very interesting. +2. With 80 milligrams snorted. Felt the first alert only seconds after snorting it. Some of the material got caught in my sinus, which was painful and nauseating. Can't be any worse than speed or meth or whatever, so if you're bitching about pain, I think you're just kind of a pussy. But, okay. I hurried to the bathroom in time to vomit before I started tripping. A flickering blues and green sparkled in my vision, holographic triangles dripping out of form. At 10 minutes, I had closed my eyes for just a moment, and upon opening them, the entire room appeared to have rotated 180 degrees. Every surface became purple and white pinstripes. No, dude, this sounds badass. Flowing like white water rapids. I was disoriented and scared and utterly, this was an utterly alien sensation. There was an undeniable presence in the room and it did not feel friendly. I realized I was able to perceive the room unaltered simultaneously, and doing so brought me out of the hallucination. At 30 minutes, the intensity of the experience dropped off rapidly, but some visual distortions lingered until about the 2 hour mark. Baseline at 2 hours and 15 minutes, a +3 experience. All right, this is where it's gonna start getting good. Okay, 100 milligram or 120 milligrams snorted. 120 milligrams of DPT is a lot of powder, and it was an effort in itself to ingest this by this route of administration, especially because it is so irritating to the mucous membranes. Onset is less than a minute. A deep pulsing hum washed over me, and I coughed from the irritation of the chemical dripping down my throat. The visuals were choppy and sharp, chaotic, glitching, green, transparent shapes that obstructed my vision. At 5 minutes, the hum grew into a deafening buzzing that filled me with a profound sense of euphoria. At 10 minutes, I felt pushed into the ground by it. The hum overtook me and absorbed me into its warmth. The hum became the entire perception. I could not separate my body from the sound, but I did remain aware of having a self. This was not an ego death. When I was able to locate myself in corporeality, corporeality, okay. A check of the clock revealed it had only been 40 minutes that only 40 minutes had passed since administration. It continued to drop quickly. At an hour, the effects were only residual, very minor visuals fading off to baseline at 2 hours. This level seemed to produce a lot of darting, involuntary muscle contraction. I will not run up the dose on this route of administration any further, +3 experience. With 30 milligrams intramuscular, the DPT dissolved, there was dissolved 30 milligrams of DPT in 0.5 milliliters of purified water, injected into the vastus, they injected it into their thigh. First alert at 5 minutes, followed by a definite sensation of coming up, which never developed beyond a subtle shifting of consciousness, which dropped as quickly as it began. This is perhaps simply too low of a dose. Through administration, though administration was careful, pain at the injected site persisted for 2 days. And I think IM is pretty retarded for whatever you're doing. I think if you're going to do anything, you might as well do it IV. This is just me personally. That's not a part of the written experience. Okay. I will refrain from exploring this route of administration further. Okay, yeah, exactly. The next one, they're going IV further for now, +1. With 10 milligrams IV, there was dissolved 10 milligrams DPT into 2.2 milliliters of sterile saline solution, injected into the crook of the arm where people mostly get like their fucking whatever, where most people do injections. I do my wrist personally just because I've got ropes for days, and I, with MDPV, it was 4MMC, and I, on my left arm, I kind of jacked up that area because, yeah, anyway. Okay. Injected the cephalic vein, crook of the arm. Onset was instantaneous. A massive rush of euphoria. The air became thick and dripped with every shift, with ever-shifting geometry. I was immobilized, but pleasantly so. I felt a push too close to my eyes, simply enjoying the beautiful, impossible shapes dancing, transforming behind the eyelids. Sharp drop. Inactivity at about 8 minutes. I was able to speak with my trip sitter, baseline at 20 minutes. This was a wonderful, serene experience, +3. All right, so double the dose, 20 milligrams IV into 0.5 milliliters of sterile saline solution, injected as previously described. At 1 second, my whole visual field was disintegrating as the familiar buzz hum roared through my entire being. At 2 seconds, I felt the pressure around me like I was in a centrifuge. At 3 seconds, the pressure became an unstoppable force. I couldn't tell if my eyes were opened or closed. Impossible kaleidoscopic motion rapidly decayed, swirling apart like galaxies bursting and losing all form, a chaos like every individual star moving in a different direction. I realized infinite luminous light, nothing. I could not describe this eternal moment. Ineffable everything. I opened my eyes, the visual noise gathering itself back into cosmic order. Once I was able to identify that I was back, the supreme intensity of the experience dropped as abruptly as it had begun. I felt like it had happened all in 1 second, but but it was in fact 15 minutes. I was speechless for several hours, completely wrapped in awe and reverence. Plus four. Female. Experience 2014. They published this August 28th, 2018. So there you go. DPT. Sounds awesome. Cool. And that was by Sun Filter. Thank you very much. This was an experience on Arrowid. I appreciate the information. And if I get some DPT one day, I will absolutely be doing some myself. Thanks a lot for listening, guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.